Good morning,
daddies.
Singular.
Daddy. I'm including myself, actually.
Oh, you are. Yeah, you are a daddy.
I am. Well, I mean, not really.
In the sexy way.
Yeah.
In the sexy. Oh, God damn it! I have something in my eye.
In the kink way. Oh no. So this is going to be a little spoiler cast about the Star Wars episode VIII.
Eight.
Also known as Vi.
V.
What? Oh.
V.
V.
The Last Jedi.
Last Jedi.
Yeah, it's technically with these saga films now, you don't put, it's just Star Wars, The Last Jedi. It just happens to be episode 8. They don't put that in the title anymore.
Oh, good.
They don't put the episode in them anymore.
Good.
So, well, there's a little format here. We're going to do some initial thoughts without spoilers for a couple minutes.
We'll try.
Yeah, we'll try. And then we're going to cut into spoilers, full spoilers. We'll give you a warning. That way, if you have not seen The Last Jedi yet, you know when to shut it down.
And I know this movie's been out for, I don't know, what, 4 days now?
Technically came out on Friday. I mean, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So five
days.
Yeah.
And there's already shitloads of videos and podcasts about it from people that somehow were able to see it over a week ago.
Well, yeah. I mean, people get special screenings and stuff.
Special screening? It's, fuck that. I want a special screening.
I want a special screening, too.
How do we get to special screen status?
Be better at this.
Get more popular.
Get more popular. So share this so we can live our dream of seeing Star Wars before all the other nerds.
A week early. But you want to talk about why we're down a person right now?
Yeah, it's just Bradley and I. Oh, yeah, I am your host, Jacob Solo. With me, as always, is Bradley, the champion, Millis.
Good morning, daddies. Who isn't with us is...
Scott, the magician Burr. He, as the immortal T-Pain once said, is on a boat.
He is on a boat. He's on a cruise.
He is somewhere in the Caribbean.
He is somewhere waiting in line for a buffet of shrimp and lobster and all kinds of...
Alcohols and...
Steak... It's probably drunk at Margaritaville.
On the boat. Their boat has water slides.
Ooh.
I saw pictures of water slides.
Does it dump into the ocean?
Probably not. It seems like you shouldn't mix fresh and salt water, chlorined water and salt water.
Yeah, probably not.
I feel like that's bad for fish.
There was something I wanted to say about Scott being gone, and now it is gone.
Well, hopefully it comes back. Like Scott.
All right, yeah, let's get into this.
All right, initial thoughts. Okay, so I've seen it twice now.
You've seen it twice. I've seen it once.
My first viewing, I was like, it was okay. It wasn't the best Star Wars movie. Wasn't the worst. Definitely didn't blow me away like the last two. But second viewing, it made it better. I liked it better the second time.
See, I'm the other way. I've only seen it once, and I thought it was fucking amazing.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't. Like, I was trying to think of what parts made me dislike parts, you know, what parts I didn't like the first viewing upon second viewing. And I really,
it definitely has parts that,
yeah,
you,
I mean,
that you don't like.
Yeah, I mean, it's not anything that's overwhelming, though, anymore.
Right. And people are definitely blowing some of those parts out of proportion.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yes. So we'll get into that, into spoilers. You thought it was amazing?
I thought it was amazing to the point where I'm having a very difficult time trying to figure out which is my favorite at this point.
This,
I'm still
going to
say
One.
Rogue One is my favorite.
Rogue One's my second favorite.
What is your favorite?
Empire.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
has been forever.
I wasn't crazy about it.
Yeah, well, I mean.
I feel like that makes me not a Star Wars fan then, but.
Yeah, it's fine.
I guess I've always thought like the Star Wars movies were like, all right, they're entertaining, but I don't like freak the fuck out about them. And then episode 7 came out and I'm like, holy shit.
Star Wars is cool.
Star Wars is fucking awesome. And then Rogue One came out, and I cried. I fucking cried. I'm like, I'm emotionally invested now.
The only Star Wars movie modern, in this like reboot, I guess, of Star Wars that has made me cry is The Force Awakens.
Really?
Yeah, for like 10 minutes.
I could actually, you know, I bet if I rewatched Force Awakens, I'd probably choke up.
Like that, spoilers, when Han dies. This movie that came out 2 years ago. I knew it was going to happen too, because like I got it spoiled for me beforehand.
Oh yeah.
And I just, water coming out my face. Yeah, and there is a few parts in the Last Jedi that choked me up.
Oh yeah,
that. But I never cried.
You still got the feels.
I still got the feels.
It makes you feel.
Yes.
I tried to really avoid all aspects of spoilers. Like, I didn't watch any of the trailers for this. I didn't read any reviews of this. I went into this just like with a completely clear mind. And I did this because I noticed I did not go to Thor Ragnarok with a completely unfiltered mind. And so that affected the movie, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, for The Last Jedi, I only watched one trailer, and it was the first, like, initial trailer that came out, like, 6 or 7 months ago.
Yeah, I didn't even watch that.
I watched that and speculated a bunch, and then didn't watch any of the TV spots or the second, like, big trailer.
Were any of your speculations correct?
No.
Okay.
I also don't really remember most of them. They are recorded in the ether of this, of the sounds.
They're somewhere.
They're in there in our backlog. But there was actually, when I went and saw Thor Ragnarok, they're the theatrical trailer that I purposefully avoiding played, and I just sat there and closed my eyes and covered my ears and like hummed to myself so I couldn't hear it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that was a bitch.
That's adorable.
I go to a lot of movies. It's kind of hard to avoid trailers when you go
to
a lot of movies. I've been
they're really loud and in your face.
Yeah. Last 4 days I've been to 3 movies.
But yeah, someone was telling me that, like, you know, Thor Ragnarok has, you know, way too many jokes.
Yeah.
It was your wife.
Yes.
Your wife ruined Thor for me.
It did have a lot of jokes.
It had a lot of jokes to the point where she said it was distracting, and I was like, well, surely it's not going to be that bad. And then I just had that one lingering thought in mind that every single time there was a joke, I was like, fuck, she's right. There's way too many.
See, the guy who directed it, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name. It's like Taiki.
You just tried to pronounce it.
Yeah, I don't even remember. But he's a comedy director. His other major movie he's directed is called What We Do in the Shadows.
I mean, I think he did a good job, especially with the comedy aspect of it. It's just not supposed to be a comedy.
Yeah, that's true, I guess, yeah. And but anyway, back to Star Wars.
Back to Star Wars.
This is probably, I would say, like, my third or fourth favorite Star Wars movie now.
I'm probably going to put it at number 3. Could be number 2. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to rewatch Force Awakens.
All of them.
No, that's a lot of time that I just don't want to invest.
I need to rewatch them all and then go see The Last Jedi. I want to watch them in chronological order, like 1, 2, 3, Rogue One, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then go see 8.
Yeah.
Because I have never done that. I've never watched them in chronological order.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I haven't either, but
I have. I mean, I've watched them in the machete order.
I've definitely tried to start them in chronological order, and then I don't make it past episode 2.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just because you just start out with the worst 2.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
but once you get that shit out of the way, then I'm sure it gets a lot better. But goddamn.
But initial thoughts from myself and Bradley. We both very much enjoyed The Last Jedi.
Yeah,
it was great.
I'm gonna say like 98% of this movie was fucking awesome.
Yes. Yeah, I'd say about that.
Like, so much to the point where, like, it is so hard to pick out the good things of this movie because there's so many.
Yeah.
That it makes it very easy to pick out the flaws of this movie, which is why I'm only giving it 98%.
There's so many, like, some of the shots. There's a few shots in this movie that are probably, like, the pinnacle of just moments in Star Wars. And we'll get into that in spoilers because there's some, you can't really say what they are without spoiling it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you want to get into spoilers?
Let's get into some spoilers. So, yeah, if you haven't seen the movie yet, go see it and then tune back in. Pause
this. Yes, pause this. We are going into spoilers in 3, 2, 1.
Truth. It's time for the Jedi to end.
Now this is
Luke Skywalker dies.
Sort of. This is pod racing, is what I was going to say before you rudely interrupted me.
Sorry.
So
to get into the spoilers right away.
Yeah. Well, that's at the end of the movie. Let's just reel it back to the beginning. Yeah,
let's pull it back to the beginning.
So we got the resistance.
The resistance.
And we got the fucking the First Order.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a space battle. Spice. The resistance or Poe goes and blows up all their gunners on their dreadnought, which is like the big boy ship.
The big boy ship.
The big
attack. It's got big
ship.
Ass guns.
Big ass guns that can shoot down to a planet, which is not abnormal for a Star Wars, but
right, yeah.
They look different. They look bigger than normal Star Destroyer guns. Well, he blows up all their like surface cannons, and they bring in some bombers. And Leia's all like, "Poe, no, we're gonna lose too much."
Yeah, well, like she could see the screen that shows how many fighters are still alive.
Yeah,
and yeah, there's not that many left, and she's so, like, "This is too many losses."
Yeah, this is too many losses. But Poe's all like, "No, we have a chance to take out a dreadnought. We got to do this." And he just ignores all of his orders, and they go and attack the dreadnought. They do blow it up, but they lose all their bombers and a lot of their fleet.
Yeah, like a lot. Like I think everyone, but like maybe seven. There's like
just about and you were freaking out because there was A-wings.
Yeah, well, there was one A-wing. Yeah, there's only one A-wing, and I freaked the fuck out because that's my favorite ship, and I hardly ever get to see it.
Yeah, we need more A-wing love. We need more than just X-wings.
Yeah,
but yeah.
We didn't see a single Y-wing. We didn't see a single speeder. Like none of the classic ships except X-wing and one fucking A-wing.
Yeah, and then the A-wing blows up.
No, it didn't.
It did. And
no, later, it made it back.
It made it back, but then when later.
Oh, yeah.
That happened, and then Poe gets demoted because he ignored his orders, and then.
She did say that's a direct order, and he just straight up ignored it.
Yeah, because you don't do that, especially when General Leia is telling you what to do.
Yeah.
She the boss.
She is the boss. The HBIC, as some people would say.
Head bitch in charge?
Yes.
don't talk about my princess that way.
I mean, yeah. She's not a bitch. She's a lovely, nice lady. Nice lady.
What happened next? I think we cut.
Well, then they jump to light speed.
Oh, yeah. They jump to light speed.
And then
Finn wakes up. From his injuries.
Oh, yeah, and he's naked and he's in naked leaking bags.
I'm assuming that's just, like, the new Bacta tank.
I don't know what that is.
When Empire Strikes Back, when Luke gets, like, brought back to Echo Base from the horrors of the Hoth wilderness climate, they put him in that big tube.
Okay, yeah.
Or I guess in Rogue One, when you see Vader and he's all like doesn't have his arms on,
naked
in that giant tube, like
the big old tube.
Yeah, that's a Bacta tank. It's for healing.
Okay,
Bacta is good for the skin.
But this is like a cheap version of it. Yeah, because it's the Rebels.
Yeah, or it's like a new version that is less.
A cheap version.
Yeah, it does.
It's a plastic bag full of goop.
Well, we find out that Leia and Rey have these trackers so they can find each other. Well, Finn takes it and is going to escape. And then he meets up with Rose, who stuns him.
Rose is just like a normal fucking pipe worker. She's just no one.
Yeah.
As far as like the what she does.
Yeah, she's a hero.
There's
now,
nothing
though.
Important, really.
I think she's a hero now.
Yeah, she's a hero now. But yeah, she meets Finn. She's totally starstruck by him.
She's like, oh my God, you're like, a resistance hero.
Oh my God, it's a hero. He's like, I'm not a hero. And she's like, no. We tell like legends about you. He's like, all right, well, I'm a celebrity. May the force be with you. And she's like, oh my God. He said it.
I had to like stun four people trying to escape in this pod today. You are checking the pods with a packed bag.
Yep, just checking it out.
And then she stuns him.
Routine stuff.
And then they decide to go on this mission. And then we cut to like Rey on the island. She hand Luke the lightsaber like at the end of Force Awakens.
Uh-huh.
And then
and he just tosses it.
He just tosses it over his shoulder.
Yeah.
And walks away. And then like she ends up following him. She's like, Master Skywalker. And then the first thing we hear Luke Skywalker say, the thing we've been waiting for since Return of the Jedi came out, the first thing he says is go away.
Yeah.
Which is kind of annoying, but whatever.
And he's kind of like a, you know, he's a shut-in. He's a hermit now.
Yeah, he doesn't want to deal with the Force anymore. He doesn't want to deal with Jedis because he's just like, it's all, everything's gone to shit.
It's all bullshit.
Bullshit. And then he ends up, yeah, like, Ray turns him a little bit, gets him going. But yeah. So, we cut to Kylo talking to Snoke, who,
Mr. Snoke.
Supreme Leader.
Supreme Leader.
Snoke.
Dr. Snoke.
Dr. Snoke. yeah, and then he's just like, oh, blah, 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 you suck.
I see you're conflicted, and you're weaker than I thought. And you
take that stupid helmet off.
Our dreadnought fucking blew up because you're a piece of shit. Meh.
Yeah. Then he breaks his helmet, hops in his ship, and he goes and attacks the rebel fleet.
They find out that they're able to track through light speed, which is not a thing that's ever been able to happen before. But
in Rogue One, there is a Easter egg for The Last Jedi in Rogue One.
Really?
Yeah. When Jin is looking through all those files trying to find the Death Star plans, she's like, hyperspace tracking mechanism. Like,
okay.
They find that when around like the Darksaber and stuff like that. So yeah, that was a callback to Rogue One if you didn't catch that. I didn't catch it because I haven't seen Rogue One in a minute. But
yeah. Oh, that's kind of cool. That's cool that they mentioned that in Rogue One.
Yeah,
for
so the Empire was working
for like
on
four
that.
More episodes.
The Empire was working on that, and they finally perfected it. The First Order. So yeah, the First Order catches up to them and starts blowing up their fucking ships, and then they got the one giant cruiser with the bulk of like the important people on it. And Kylo is in his ship, and he like targets the hull, like where the main people are.
Kylo's in his TIE fighter.
Yes, he's in a cool-ass TIE fighter.
Yeah.
And he targets it, but he senses that his mother's in there and, like, lets go of the trigger. And then regular TIE fighters come in and just blow that up.
He's so conflicted.
But
this is where...
This part was
problem
weird.
Number one happens.
So you see Leia floating through space.
Spice.
And
she's dead as dicks.
Probably. She's so you just assume dead. She's dead.
She's frozen over.
And then she like opens her eyes and her hand moves and she just lifts her hand and starts force pulling herself back to the ship. And they let her, she gets to the door and lets her in. And then she's just in a coma.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Yeah. I'm so upset that happened. She should just be fucking dead. Also, it would have made it so much easier for Disney because Carrie Fisher's actually dead.
Yeah.
They could have, That's how they could have killed her off.
Yeah, they could have just edited it. I mean, because she doesn't really do much for the rest of the movie after she wakes back up.
She really doesn't do that much, no. She just kind of like, she wakes up, she's like, hey, I'm here, and then that's pretty much it.
But since she's in a coma, they appoint Admiral Holdo.
Admiral Cunt.
Purple hair, pink hair lady. She is played by Laura Dern. Famous from her role in Jurassic Park.
Okay.
She was in the first Jurassic Park movie.
Did not know that. Was she the
blonde lady?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's her.
Cool.
And she's just she's a real bitch.
She's such a fucking cunt.
She's just like, I'm not going to tell you the goddamn plans.
Why wouldn't she tell anyone the plan? Anyone at all?
She probably, I mean, obviously some people had to know. But she wouldn't tell Poe or anybody below her because way below her. Which I was thinking about it. I think it's because they probably thought they had like a mole in their fleet because how else would they because of the hyperspace tracking thing?
Oh yeah.
Like how would they have known where to look for that?
See, I thought it would have had something to do with the trackers on Leia and Rey. But no, maybe. Turns out it wasn't that at all.
So yeah, then and then back to the island with Luke and Rey. Luke's just being a real dickhead all the whole time.
Keep saying, go away. You're wasting your time. I'm not helping you. Fuck my sister. I'm not going to help her.
Yeah. So Rey's just all like, you are Luke Skywalker. You're supposed to, we need you to come help the resistance so we can beat the First Order. And he's like, who do you think?
No, I'm just saying it as if I was Luke.
Oh, okay. And Luke's all like, who do you think I am? Like, you think I'm just going to come in there with waving a laser sword and save the resistance?
I like that he called it a laser sword.
Yeah, me too. And then
she's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That was the plan.
Then she gets a force vision thing and walks over to this old-ass tree. Which is part of the island that Luke is on was the location of the first Jedi Temple.
The very first Jedi Temple.
Yeah, and then there's this tree with the original Jedi texts inside of it, which, I don't know if you know this, Those are the only books we've ever seen in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah. They, yeah, because paper is very rare in Star Wars.
I bet.
That's why everybody uses, like, data pads and shit.
Got it.
And then Luke's like, who are you? He's like, and Rey's like, I'm from the Resistance. I was sent by the Resistance. We need your help. He's like, no, but who are you? She's like, where are you from? Like, nowhere. Nobody's from nowhere. Jakku, okay, that's pretty much nowhere.
Yeah. Okay, Rey from nowhere.
Yeah. Okay, Rey from nowhere. Like, blah, blah, blah. Luke figures out that she's very powerful with the Force.
Yeah.
And decides to give her one lesson.
He said three. I'm going to give you three lessons.
He'll give you three lessons. The first one, she sits on this rock and he's trying to get her to reach out at the Force and become more connected with it.
I love that she just physically reaches out and then he has like a little leaf. Yeah. Just like,
he's like, oh, like I feel something. And then he just smacks her hand with it. He's like, oh, you didn't mean actually
physically reach out. You meant reach out.
You meant
with my feelings.
With my feelings.
So then she has a vision. And she's seeing the balance of life and death, light and darkness.
And then she sees more darkness.
And then more darkness. And then it's just all fucking darkness.
And then
she's the mysterious hole.
Luke just screams at her to like break her out of her meditation. And he's like, you went straight to the dark without even resisting it. And he's like, I saw this raw power once before in Ben Solo. It didn't scare me enough then. It does now.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fucking awesome line.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then, yeah, so then Rey and Kylo, for some reason, get their minds get connected through the Force.
Yeah, and where they can, like, just see each other and talk to each other, even though they're like, on opposite sides of the universe.
Galaxy. The universe is a lot bigger than the galaxy. Yeah, This is one portion of the universe. And then they're talking, and they're becoming friends, because, I mean, at first,
she's just like, you're a fucking monster.
You're a monster. You murder a snake. She calls him at one point. He's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I am.
And why did you hate your father so much? I didn't hate him. And then why did you murder him? Like, stuff like that. But eventually, like, she can feel him coming closer and closer to the light and sees his future, and it's not the dark
super
side.
Dark. Yeah.
And shit like that, which is cool.
She can see the conflict in him.
Yeah. And then she also eventually goes into the hole, the physical hole, and
that she saw in her vision.
And there's this like mirror wall. I think it was a kyber crystal. Like that giant wall has to be like a kyber crystal.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Yeah, because like it's the first Jedi temple, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
She like touches it, and it's just like this hall of mirrors looking thing.
Yeah,
it's really cool. Yeah, it's a really cool shot.
Yeah.
And then she just like walks up to it and touches it and asks, show me who my parents are. And it's just she just sees her reflection in it. And then she comes out and she's all pissed off about it. Luke finds out what happened. Or no. And then she talks to Kylo again. And like,
she's seeming real conflicted.
Like, yeah, she is.
You think that she's going to go to the dark side.
Yeah. And they like touch through the Force. And Luke comes in and sees the physical apparition of Kylo Ren there. And he just fucking breaks down the hut and
just uses the Force and completely obliterates the roof of this place.
Yeah. And then they fight for a minute because
Luke and Rey fight because she thinks, kind of unexpected but really cool.
Yeah, because she thinks that the story that Kylo told her about why he destroyed Luke's temple was the truth. What he told her was that he woke up and Luke was just holding a lightsaber over him.
All right, let's back up. What did Luke originally tell Leia?
Oh, yeah. That Luke walked in to Kylo's hut at the temple and was like reading his mind with the Force, and all he could see was darkness, and that yep. Snoke had already turned him. And then Kylo wakes up and hits his lightsaber.
We haven't seen lightsabers yet.
Yeah, no, we haven't. He breaks down the hut over Luke and then goes
Luke
and destroys.
Luke just says that Kylo woke up and then destroyed everything totally
unprovoked.
Unprovoked.
Well, then we find out Kylo's side of the story where he wakes up and Luke is looking really, really evil and is holding his lightsaber over Kylo.
About to murder him in cold blood.
And he blocks the saber and brings down the hut. And then goes and burns it all down. Which, man.
So yeah, from Kylo's perspective, it looked like he was about to get betrayed.
Yeah,
and
looked like by his uncle, not only his master, but his family.
So I could see from Kylo's point of view why he's so upset.
And so Rey goes and fights Luke, knocks him down, and asks him what really happened. And Luke tells her the actual story, where he did read his mind, see the darkness, see that Snoke turned him, ignited his lightsaber, and then was out of instinct, and then was immediately felt
ashamed.
Felt guilty and ashamed. But before he could turn off his lightsaber, Kylo woke up and saw that, and then blocked it and turned it down.
So it was all a misunderstanding.
All a misunderstanding. And then, yeah. And then, okay, so enough with the island. We are now in the Finn and Rose subplot. This is the weakest part of the movie for me.
Yeah, definitely, because it's fucking pointless.
Yeah,
they come up with this plan where Rose is a pipe worker and knows a whole lot about electronics, and she's like, hey, so they have like a tracker, and it knows how to track us through light speed. If we can sneak on board, I know how to disable it. And Finn is just like, all right, well, I can get us on board because I know the layout of the ship and I know where this tracker would be, and because I used to mop it. And then so they converse with Poe about this plan, and he's just like, all right, well, we're not going to tell the new general about this.
And then they realize that they need codes to get in, but they redo the codes every hour, so there's no way they can, like, just find a code and go in.
Yeah, so they need a code breaker.
So they contact everyone's favorite little small person in the Star Wars, new Star Wars, Maz Kanata.
Why do they contact her?
Because she knows everybody.
Does she?
Yeah. That's why they go to. That's why Han was just like, I know where to go to find the information in the first movie.
Okay,
Force Awakens.
So
go to her.
But like Finn met her for like 5 minutes, maybe. Like it was mostly her. It was mostly Maz and Rey.
Yeah, I think it was. It was Poe's idea to contact her.
How does Poe know about her? Poe wasn't even in that scene. That entire scene.
Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was on the on the attack.
I thought he was in one of the X-Wings.
Yeah, he was.
After the attack.
He was in one of the X-Wings during the attack.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Everybody knows Maz Kanata. She's like crazy old and has been running this bar for most of her life.
I don't know. I thought it was weird that they contacted her.
Who are you?
Her.
Who are you? I'm kind of bummed out we didn't see more of Maz. I liked her, and she just like
she looked like she was having a real difficult time, and I would have loved. I just want to know if she's okay.
I think she's got to be okay. oh yeah. Hold up. Rewind back to when the TIE fighters blow up their cruiser, and before and after Leia comes back, they fucking say who dies in that that bombing. Fucking, they killed off Admiral Akbar.
Oh yeah.
They're like, oh yeah, Admiral Akbar's dead. He's a fucking hero from the Rebellion era.
And that's all he gets.
That's all
just
he fucking gets.
Just one mention in a shitty meeting.
Yeah, it's like when they killed off fucking Hedwig in Harry Potter. They're like, oh no, Hedwig's dead. That's it.
And during this meeting, that starts the slowest space chase in ever.
Ever.
Where, well, like, you know, the cruiser is flying away. They're not jumping through light speed, because if they do that, they're going to immediately run out of fuel. And then they're just going to get tracked through light speed, and then they're going to die. So they're just kind of cruising along.
Yeah, because the distance that they're at, the cannons from the Star Destroyers have lost enough momentum where it won't pierce their shields.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, it makes sense that way, but like, just fucking, Holdo should have just told somebody the plan, and this whole thing would have, like, hey, there's a planet over there, we're going to go there.
Yeah, and they don't know about it.
Yeah, so and then if they would have done that, Finn and Rose wouldn't have gone off and tried to break into this Star Destroyer to turn off the tracker for 6 minutes.
We would have lost an entire subplot if they would have just told them the fucking plan.
Yeah, yeah.
That was just stupid on her part, I feel like.
So yeah, so Finn and Rose go to Canto Bite, this casino planet.
Because Maz says that's where the codebreaker is.
They're looking for a fancy looking motherfucker with a red flower
pin on his
lapel. Well, they find him, but they had parked their ship illegally.
And so they get arrested.
So they get arrested and stunned. And they
not
get
just ticketed, arrested. Not just towed away, fucking arrested.
Yeah, it seems a little excessive.
Very strict laws on whatever fucking planet this is.
Canto Bite.
Okay.
It's called Canto Bite. There's a book about it now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I want to buy
it. And it's full of just rich motherfuckers
who
are gambling and enslaving children.
And they're weapons dealers. A lot of them are weapons dealers.
Yeah.
And they think they're just selling weapons through the First Order.
Uh-huh.
But so they're in the cell. It's Finn and Rose. They're talking like, fuck, how are we going to get out? Like, blah, blah, blah. And then you just hear, you guys need a codebreaker and a thief. And it's Benicio Del Toro's character, DJ.
Who is literally just Lando.
except shittier. Like, yeah. Worse person.
Yeah.
See, okay. The first time I saw that, the movie, on Thursday, when they were like, oh, you need to go find this master code breaker, this thief, at this casino. I was like, it's fucking Lando.
Right?
I was just like, it's got to be Lando. And then it's not fucking Lando. I was so mad. I was so fucking mad.
But
like,
it's essentially, it's fucking Lando. Yeah, it's so, like the same fucking thing as Lando that yeah, they so find they, in his prison cell.
So yeah, Benicio del Toro's character, and they're like, oh, we got it. We don't need you. And then he takes out this card and just breaks out of the cell like all nothing. They're like, fuck, wait a minute. Maybe we can use him. So they run after him. They escape. They end up, Rose and Finn, there's this whole like animal cruelty mini subplot there.
PETA was all over this fucking movie.
Yeah.
PETA is all over this movie. Yeah, the animal cruelty, the whole scene where Chewbacca's trying to eat his fucking dinner and it's those cooked cute porgs. Animals.
Porgs.
Porgs. Yeah. He's eating porgs and they look delicious.
Yeah,
he roasted them to perfection over a slow fire.
Yeah, and then the porgs are watching him and he yells at them and then one of them stays and just looks so sad and he's just like, fuck it. God damn it. I can't eat this now.
Yeah, that pissed me off.
I don't know. I liked the porgs.
I like the porgs too, but god damn it, PETA.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Rian Johnson is an animal advocate. Who knows?
Oh, definitely.
But yeah, they release what, like, I don't remember what they're called, but they're giant fox horses that are their racehorses in this casino.
And there was some cool animals. Some new cool species that were, porgs. The porgs were really adorable, which is clearly just like a way to make a lot of money at Target.
Oh yeah, they're for toys. Yeah, I mean, definitely. I'm glad, I was worried, toys. I was super worried that they were going to like overuse the porgs. They did not.
Yeah.
They were in a couple scenes and they were just kind of like,
and they provided very good comedic relief.
Yeah, and then most of the time they were just like, you could just hear them because they're on an island that they're native to, like, that's it. It was great.
And then also I really like the crystal foxes, the wolves. Yeah
They're Vulpixes.
The Pokemon.
No Vulpix. They're Vulptex.
Okay.
Vulptex.
They look like wolves covered in ice crystals. They're fucking awesome.
They're foxes.
Foxes covered in ice crystals.
Yeah. Oh yeah. When those things popped on the screen, she's like, "What is that?"
Yeah.
She's super excited. Oh, about I bet. It. yeah. So they break out of the thing. They free all the horses, and they get out.
They're not really horses.
They're the equivalent to racehorses.
That's how they use them.
Yeah. They break out. They get out. They escape with DJ. They fly into the Imperial ship. They think they get in there. They break into the room where the tracker thing is. And then they get
recognized
caught.
By a droid.
BB-90.
And it doesn't even really recognize them. It's just realizing that, like, hey, that those are intruders.
Yeah. So they get in there. And then they get knocked out, they get arrested, and they get taken to where the entire army is, this entire part of the army is in this ship, and they're about to get executed.
They're about to get decapitated.
By Captain Phasma's First Order executioners. But on the other side of the coin, on the other side of the battle, the cruiser, all of the Resistance, except for Admiral Holdo, have escaped in the escape pods and are going to the planet Crate.
I feel like we just skipped a whole mess of
stuff. I mean, nothing's like crazy important there.
There's a really slow space chase. Some of the other cruisers ran out of fuel and they get blown up, but they get evacuated before they get blown up. So now everyone, the entire Resistance, that's what's left of it, is on this cruiser.
They decide to escape the escape pods.
And then, that's when... Oh, we didn't even talk about the mutiny.
Oh, yeah. Poe
breaks into the bridge.
He breaks into the bridge, and he's getting ready to jump to light speed as soon as Finn and Rose...
No. That's way after the mutiny.
Is he?
Yeah. We're talking about like when he... like I'm talking about when he like he breaks into the bridge, and there's like, you're not supposed to be in here. And he's like, what the fuck is the plan? What's your plan? She's like, you don't need to know. You do not need to know. And then he looks at the screen and sees all of the transport pods getting fueled up. He's like, you're putting all the fuel into the transport pods. You're killing us. You're fucking dooming us.
Yeah, we're going.
And then he mentions that Finn and Rose are on the Star Destroyer right now trying to disable the tracker. And she's like, you are fucking gambling again with human lives.
Yeah. Well, not all human, but.
Right.
That's one of my complaints about this movie. There's not enough, like, of the characters that we're supposed to care about there's no aliens. Like, most of them, that we got, like, one weird horse-face-looking guy. We got Admiral Akbar. We got Nine Nub. And then the rest are humans.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of aliens in this movie, just none of them have any like.
Yeah, parts. There's mostly in Canto Bite.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah.
So then he tries to declare mutiny when like the pods are all about to take off, and then he's just like, you know what? You're trying to kill us all. Me and like these five other people don't agree with it. So they hold.
Yeah, they hold
her at gunpoint.
So yeah, they hold her at gunpoint.
Take over the bridge again.
And they go, and then they go. And then that's when he gets he prepares to jump the cruiser to light speed.
Yeah, like as soon as he gets the word that the tracker's disabled and that Finn and Rose get back on the cruiser.
Yeah, he's like holding a gun at the door and then his other hand on the lever to jump to light speed.
Yeah,
but
he's ready to go.
And he's listening to Finn and Poe, or Finn and Rose, to like know the signal.
And then he hears that they get
And then he
caught.
Hears Captain Phasma.
Yep, and he's like, shit. They didn't make it.
And then, yeah, so. And then Leia breaks in, and she's like, he's like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And then she just stuns him.
Yep. And Leia's pissed. Leia's upset.
Yeah, so they are all loading into the escape pods because the escape pods are untrackable, but.
They have a cloaking system.
Yeah, they have a cloaking system on them. So they go, but you go back to the Star Destroyer, they get the information about the escape pods. From DJ and
who is the
Benicio
the
del Toro? Yeah, yeah.
He's been calling him Benicio, so I just want
to. Oh, yeah. DJ. His name's DJ. He's a dickhead. He sells out Finn Rose.
You know what DJ stands for?
What?
Don't join because it's written on his hat.
Fuck.
Uh huh.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Shit, that's good.
Yeah,
that is good.
Right? Yeah, caught that from a video I saw last night.
Nice. I don't know how I didn't notice that. Probably because I haven't.
Well, it's written in a different language.
Oh, it's in Orabesh.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I would have been able to, I'm trying to learn Orabesh right now.
Yeah, if you translate it, it translates to "don't join."
I have Orabesh.
So DJ is probably not his real name, but we're just
DJ. Everywhere I've seen, they refer to it like "quote unquote" DJ. There's quotations marks around his name.
Well, like they made a Funko Pop doll out of him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's just labeled as DJ.
Yeah, I have. I have that Funko Pop. It was a GameStop exclusive.
Yeah, you can see the writing on his hat
on the pop.
Yeah.
Oh,
because that's actually where they pointed it out from.
I haven't opened the pop, so I don't open them.
Yeah,
so I can't see the side of his head. Anyway, so yeah, DJ sells him out, and then
DJ knows this information because you know he heard Finn talking to Poe over their like radio walkie-talkie together.
Yeah,
and he just overheard. Oh, they're gonna load everyone up on transport pods, and they're cloaked. So that's good information to know in case we get caught. Now I have a bargaining chip for my own life.
God, who's such a fucking asshole?
Yeah, so but he betrays.
For like a lot of money.
A lot of fucking money.
And they're on the, in the, I don't know, I guess it's not the bridge, it's where all the ships and the people are.
Yeah.
And they're about to get executed, but the resistance has all escaped. The Star Destroyer is shooting down their transport pods. Admiral Holdo takes control of the ship, like turns on the ship, turns it around. There's just enough fuel to jump it to light speed one more time.
Uh-huh.
She points it at the fucking Star Destroyers and the Supremacy, which is the big ship that they were on.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is Snoke's ship, jumps into light speed and just fucking goes through it. And then it just cuts to silence.
That is the only badass thing she did. You just think she's such a fucking cunt until she does that. And you're like, that's so redeeming. God damn it.
Yeah, then that is one of the coolest shots. What I was saying was one of the coolest shots in Star Wars ever.
Yeah.
Just like it going through. And at the movie last night, I just heard somebody near us just like, oh, yeah, that'll work.
Yeah. Oh, that's one way to do it.
But, Well, before any of that, God damn it. I'm so bad at retelling this story without watching it. Before all that happened.
It's a lot to take in. We've only seen it twice. Three times between the two of us.
Yeah. Rey has left the island, and she's on a, like, weird little coffin kind of thing.
Well, it's a pod from the Millennium Falcon.
A pod from the Millennium Falcon.
Which, how did Chewie find the island?
Chewie was there the whole time.
What?
Yeah, he flew her there with the map from that BB-8 and R2-D2 had.
Oh, Chewie was there the entire fucking time.
Yeah, okay.
You don't see him until like halfway through the fucking movie.
Well, yeah, and he breaks in and is trying to yell at Luke, be like, hey, we fucking need you. And Luke's like, Chewie, what are you doing here? He's like, oh, he's been on the Falcon. We need to take you back on the Falcon. And he's like, the Falcon? Where's Han? And that my heart broke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then, yeah, there's a scene where Luke goes on to the Falcon.
Sees R2-D2.
Well, he turns on everything in the cockpit.
Uh-huh.
And it's the first time he's ever been in that ship without Han being alive.
That's true.
And then he finds R2, and he's like, I can't go. and then R2 like turns on the
original Princess Leia distress call.
Leia distress call, like help me Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope. And man,
that was a cheap move.
He's like, that's a cheap move, and then still doesn't fucking go, but
still
whatever.
Doesn't go.
Whatever. Yeah, Rey goes on to the Supremacy, gets captured, quote unquote, by Kylo and some stormtroopers.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately.
I think Kylo is like has a plan, just has to like make right. it look like she's captured.
Yeah, yeah.
And he takes her to Snoke. Snoke tries to get information out of her. He gets it out of her by just reading her mind with the Force. You see Snoke and like how powerful he is with the Force. He tells Kylo, all right, we got our information, fucking kill her. And he has the lightsaber, the blue lightsaber next to him on the thing.
Yeah.
Kylo's holding his lightsaber at Rey while she's kneeling, but you see his other hand like doing something, and he's turning the blue lightsaber towards Snoke and ignites it and fucking cuts him in half. And just pull in.
So they kill off Snoke.
Yeah, they kill off Snoke.
Which, like, I feel like we don't know dick about him.
We don't.
It's weird that they killed him off. He's, like, supposed to be the equivalent of, like, the Palpatine, Emperor. Right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's just fucking weird that he only survived, like, a movie and a half.
I feel like we'll probably get more information from him, because, like, why is he so powerful with the Force? How did he gain this, like, imperial power?
Right.
As well, like,
there's a lot of unanswered questions. Yeah, about
like
him.
What happened in the? We just need to know what happened in the 30 years between Return of the Jedi, like between the Battle of Endor and the fucking Battle of Jakku, basically.
Which I'm sure they're gonna get to it eventually.
Yeah, the Battle of Jakku happens like 5 years before the Force Awakens happens.
Yeah, I got a lot of questions.
Yeah,
but
So then
Kylo and Rey are fighting side by side now. They're best friends.
Killing the Praetorian guards.
They're struggling to do it too.
Yeah.
Which is weird because you'd think, like, especially Kylo is so powerful with the Force.
These are like the elite guards, though. Like,
yeah, but still, they're just fucking guards. Like, they don't have the Force or anything, though.
Did you see
that? Really cool weapons.
The fucking whip thing that went through her lightsaber blade.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what the fuck?
That was fucking cool.
And then she's fighting, and then she has like she does that thing where she's like holding the lightsaber, but the guard's holding it, so she just drops it and grabs it. Stabs him.
Yeah, that was tight.
I totally just moved my microphone away from my mouth to do that. And then Kylo like is getting strangled and has lost his lightsaber. And she throws the blue one at him. He catches it and just lights it and turns it off real quick and just goes through the guard's head. Oh, man, that was...
Oh, and then there was the most brutal death in any Disney movie ever. They threw someone into like this... It's essentially like a wood chipper.
It's like a generator.
And you just see all of his bits... fly up.
Yeah.
Some of them look pretty liquidy.
It was sick.
You just see all this goop fly up, and I'm like, what the fuck? That's the most gory thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I didn't get the movie a rated R rating, to be honest.
Okay, I mean, it wasn't that bad.
It was pretty fucking bad.
I think this movie was still rated PG-13.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably for that scene.
Yeah, maybe. Well, there's a lot of death.
But like, that was a gruesome one.
So, Rey looks at the thing, and she's like, all right, call off the guns. Like, we have still have time to save the Resistance. He's like, no, let's destroy the Resistance. Everything's dead. Everything's done. Kill what's old. Start new. Join me. Let's take over the galaxy.
Yeah.
And she's like, no. And then he's
don't do this, Ben. Don't do this.
And then she looks like she's about to like reach out and join him. And then she like force grabs the blue lightsaber, but so does Kylo at the same time.
They're trying to grab the same lightsaber at the same time.
And they're like,
why doesn't he just grab his lightsaber?
I don't know, because like that blue lightsaber is the most important lightsaber ever.
Yep. So they're force tug of warring.
They're force tug of warring the lightsaber, and this is the same time when Holdo blasts through all the ships, and the same time she does that, they break the lightsaber in half. And, they both get knocked out. Kylo's knocked out. He wakes up. He's, like, we see General Hux, like, hovering over him. He, like, moves his cloak and goes for his blaster, but then Kylo wakes up and he just moves it back. And he's like, oh, no, hey, what happened?
Yeah, he was about to kill Kylo.
Because he wants to be the Supreme Leader.
Yeah.
But Kylo is less of a bitch. And Rey escaped.
He's still a whiny-ass bitch, like this whole movie.
Kylo?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, man, I fucking love him. He's probably one of, like, top three favorite villains.
I didn't like how fucking whiny he was in Episode 7, and then you see him have another temper tantrum at the beginning of this one with his helmet.
Well, I mean, it's not like a temper tantrum, like, man, I'm not getting my way. He's more like, fuck, he's right, I'm mad.
I've kind of taken it as, I'm not getting my way.
I don't know. I really like Kylo Ren. Yeah. I like how the conflictedness in him.
He is not attractive at all. And I'm wondering, like, I'm sure there's ladies out there that drip for Kylo. And like that scene where he had his shirt off. There's a scene where Kylo has his shirt off. I can't remember when it was.
It was one of the conversations they had.
Yeah, it was one of the conversations because Rey was like, do you have a towel or anything you can put over? And he just completely ignores it.
I hear Kylo Ren is shredded. I hear he has an 8-pack.
Yeah, I don't think he did.
It's from that SNL set. It looked
pretty dad body.
He had big pecs.
They look like moobs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that I was referencing that Matt the Radar Technician SNL sketch.
Ah.
Because he's like, I hear Kylo Ren is shredded. I just like the way he talks.
Yeah.
Like how he's just like, that lightsaber, it belongs to me. Like he's very...
Over-enunciates.
I really like it. I don't know.
Okay.
So then they all escape the ships and they go down to the planet Crait. And the resistance is in the mines.
So even though they were all on the same ship for a little bit, like Finn, Rey, Rose, all of them were on the same ship for a little bit, they don't leave together. They don't know that they were on the same ship.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and then, yeah, during all that happening, Finn and Captain Phasma have like a pretty epic fight. It was just very short.
It was pretty short.
Yeah.
It also ended a little lackluster.
Yeah, Phasma knocks Finn down this elevator shaft.
And she thinks that he's dead.
But he comes back up. He's like, hey. And just bats her in the fucking
head. Says, hey.
And he hits her in the fucking head with like that like arm guard thing that the trooper that yells traitor in The Force Awakens uses. Yeah. Kind of like that. And she swings knocks around. Down.
It looks really weird and difficult to wield.
Yeah. And you see like part of her helmet's gone. You see her eye. And then he's like, you're scum. And he's like, rebel scum. And then the floor
collapses
and she falls into a pit of fire. So I think Captain Phasma's actually dead this time.
Yeah.
Which sucks. Because she got Boba Fetted.
Eh.
Yeah. I don't know. I need to read the book about her in the comic book.
I'm fine with her being dead. I mean, she did enough. Eh. She did some stuff. She was cool and all, but I mean, I don't know. I guess I never really like felt that attached. I'm just like, oh, cool. It's a chrome stormtrooper.
Yeah. And it's a high profile actress too that is playing her. It's Gwendolyn Christie. She's Brienne of Tarth in Game of Thrones.
Oh, I wouldn't have known.
Yeah, I don't. I just
you only see her eyeball. Mm-hmm. I can't recognize her by her eyeball.
Yeah. Well,
from a show that I don't even watch.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So yeah, everybody escapes, goes down to Crait. The Resistance is in this mine with this giant fucking door,
big ass, thick ass steel door.
And then the First Order is down there with these like assault walkers is what they're called, I'm pretty sure. Like they're the AT-ATs from Hoth, but like been pumping roids for a couple years.
Oh, they weren't AT-ATs?
No, they're okay. Well, I mean, they're new versions of AT-ATs.
Ah, okay.
And they have this battering ram, quote unquote, that's miniaturized Death Star tech, and the Resistance has these gutted speeders and some garbage guns. Like,
oh, they're shit.
They're fucked. The Resistance is fucked.
Yeah.
And there's so few of them at this point when they start blasting with the TIE fighters, and then the walkers start blasting the Resistance. This is the point, like seeing it last night, I had more of an emotional connection with this scene than I did the first time. Every single one of those people that dies, I felt it. Like the Resistance is maybe...
There's probably like 70 of them left.
There's like total. 70 of them left, and they're just getting picked off one by one by one. And
there's only like 13 fighters left.
Yeah.
There's only like 13 pilots.
Yeah.
There's like 70 members of the Resistance, including like all the generals, the high-ups.
Yeah, like the people that need to...
The entire hierarchy and all the crew, 70-ish.
Yeah. Yeah. And
so 13 pilots, and so all of them... are in these like shit speeders.
And they're going at it, trying to blow up this Death Star tech, but like it's too late. And Poe realizes like, I can't sacrifice anymore. We need to back off.
There was like 4 pilots left when he decided to do that.
Yeah,
he had already lost everything pretty much. I mean, I feel like he should have just stuck to his guns and just went for it. But you know, he was just like, he tells everyone to pull out, says it's a direct order. And then just like at the beginning of the movie,
Finn
is the one that ignores the direct order, and Finn's going to sacrifice himself
and just fucking go into the Death Star battering ram thing.
Beam.
Yeah, and then Rose comes out of nowhere and just crashes into him and breaks him out of the way. And then
I was like, why the fuck would you do that? I was actually ready for Finn to die that way.
Yeah, yeah.
I accepted that. I was like, okay, cool. That's how he's going to go. That's pretty noble. He saves the Resistance.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I thought it was, yeah. I didn't want Finn to die because I like Finn, but that would have been a great way for Finn to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But, yeah, Rose... rescues, saves him, and she's like, he's like, why did you do that? He's like, I saved you. Like, what? We can't be, if we're, we can't just fight against the things we hate. We need to fight for the things we love. And then she kisses him, which was kind of, I think that was.
Wait, she kissed him?
Yeah.
Oh, I totally missed that.
Yeah, she kissed, it was like a little.
On the mouth?
Then, yeah, on the mouth.
How the fuck did I miss that?
I don't know. Yeah, she smooches him and then she like passes out because she's like super injured. And then he
takes she dripped too much and she got dehydrated. And then,
God damn
and
it.
Then,
I mean, that there is a lot of salt. The ground is white, and one of the resistance fighters just kind of tastes it. And he's like, salt.
Why did he do that? Why?
I don't know.
Why? Why would you eat the dirt?
I don't know. Probably because everyone's like, what the fuck is this shit? I don't know, have you ever tasted something out of curiosity?
No.
You're weird. Yeah, and underneath all the
especially
salt
not
is
when
this
it's just on the fucking ground. Yeah. It's clearly just like whatever the dirt is, that's what it is. It's dirt. Yeah, even though it's salt, it's still fucking dirt.
And underneath all the salt is this is like this red crystal, which is fucking cool looking.
Yeah.
And then so they leave, the TIE fighters get distracted in this fight by the Millennium Falcon.
Hey, Rey shows up.
Yeah, Rey shows up and Kylo Ren's just like, blow that ship out of the sky. And I was just like, oh shit.
No, he's mad.
He fucking hates that ship because it's his dad's ship.
Uh-huh.
And Finn goes, yeah, they hate that ship. I was just like, yeah, they do. That's a good moment.
So yeah, every single TIE fighter gets distracted by the Millennium
Falcon.
Yeah,
so they lead the TIE fighters away. That's what leads them to be able to like go after the Death Star tech, but they didn't have enough time.
As the new Supreme Leader, Kylo Ren's making some pretty terrible strategic calls.
He's using emotion more.
He's very, very impulsive.
Yeah. And he's using his emotions more than his, like, he's not being strategic about the whole fight.
Like, his Death Star beam almost got blown up by a fucking shitty little speeder because mm-hmm. he sicked all the TIE fighters on the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, whatever. I mean,
yeah, he jeopardized the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing Rose T-boned him. Otherwise, his whole plan would have been foiled.
I mean, he could have pulled a Batman in The Dark Knight Rises, too, like, jumped out at the last second, but whatever.
He would have gotten melted by that beam.
Yeah. Anyway, so there, another one of the coolest shots in Star Wars, I think, was when the Millennium Falcon is going through that cavern.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
just
yeah.
All red.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks so fucking cool.
That looked really cool.
And then they're like, oh, shit. How are we need to get out of here. Like, we're going to die.
The Resistance.
The Resistance. Yeah. Like, we're going to fucking die. We need to get out. And then C-3PO is like, there's no other way out except for this giant door. And then Mr. Daddy Luke shows up. Daddy Luke.
Big Papa Luke.
Shows up. Talks to Leia for a minute. He looks a little different. Oh, man. He had time to like just get a haircut and dye his beard before hopping over here.
Oh, I didn't realize he looked younger.
Yeah, he looked like he did when Kylo last saw him.
Yeah.
And then,
I didn't realize that.
I'll say a couple other things that hinted at him being not there.
Right.
Let's see if you caught them when I get to it. But he talks to Leia for a minute. And
I can tell you, I did not catch them because I was completely surprised by this. You saw my jaw drop.
Yeah. So he walks out. By himself, walks out into the battlefield.
There's like six AT-ATs and a Death Star beam just staring at him.
And Kylo's ship.
Yeah.
And he walks out and Kylo's just like, focus. I want every gun that we have to blow, to
that
focus
man.
On that man. And they do that. And he just
and he's just like, more. More!
And it's just like a fucking fountain of red just blowing out of this.
Explosions
of red coming out of the ground. And Hux is just like, I think that's enough.
Do you think he got him?
You think he got him?
I don't know why I give him a British accent.
Because he's British.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's a Weasley.
Okay.
He played Bill Weasley or Charlie Weasley. One
Weasley?
Of the one that marries Fleur Delacour
gingers.
In Harry Potter. They stop it, the dust settles, and Luke just walks out, brushes his shoulder off. And
if you're feeling like a pimp, go and brush your shoulders off.
There you go. And then Kylo's just like, take me down to him. And this looks like it's going to be the most epic fucking fight ever.
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 And I think this is why they didn't make this the most epic fight ever. Because they didn't want it to look like a fucking shitty CGI Yoda versus Deku fight.
Dooku? Yeah.
Yeah, Dooku.
Yeah. So Kylo's walking up to Luke. Mm-hmm. Luke's just standing there. And
we didn't even talk about why Luke decided to finally help in the first place.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Luke's on the island. He's going to burn down all
of
the Jedi stuff.
That's one of my other favorite
scenes. He has this thing where he's just like, you know what? Fuck the Jedi. Fuck everything. Like, I failed. No matter what I do, it's always going to fail. There's always going to be an extreme darkness. I need to stop the Jedi because, you know, if, for every good Jedi, there's a bad Jedi. There's always has to be that balance. And the bad Jedi is always what's causing all of the world and all of the galaxy to be, you know, fucked, essentially.
Yeah, so he takes this torch. He's about to walk in there. And you see the camera is following Luke, just panning to the left.
Uh-huh.
And you just see a little green head with pointy ears. And I was just like, the first time I was like, oh, yes!
Yoda!
It's fucking Yoda! And Yoda's just like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm done. Like, Jedi, done. I'm burning it down. And he has a regret. And he starts to turn around, and Yoda just summons this lightning bolt and burns down the tree.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Even Yoda's just like, yeah. Yeah. If you're going to burn it down, fucking do it.
Yeah.
Don't like, be a bitch.
I don't. And he,
you don't need that shit. There's, it's, what, you're going to burn some books?
Yeah, like, have you read the books? He's like, well, I mean, page turners, they were not. And he's like, the girl Rey? There's nothing in that tree she doesn't already have.
Yep.
Which is a call. That's foreshadowing.
Well, I mean, he says there's nothing in there that she doesn't already know.
No, he says doesn't already have.
He says have?
Doesn't already have.
Ah.
So, yeah, they burn down the tree, yada, yada. He convinces Luke to help, finally. Master Yoda.
Yes.
He's been dead for like 40 years. Like, finally comes Force Ghosting back. I really hope in episode 9 we see more Force Ghosts. We're at least going to see Luke.
Yeah, we kind of have to.
Yeah. I want to see, because we know that Force Ghosts can...
Do you want to see Force Ghosts Hayden Christensen?
Yes, I do. I want Hayden Christensen to have some redemption, because it was not his fault that Anakin sucked in the prequels. It was George Lucas's fault. The direction in those movies was bad. That's why those movies sucked, because George Lucas directed them.
Okay. Fair enough.
Sorry, George Lucas. You created this universe that's like my favorite thing in the world, but boy, you do not understand what you created anymore.
So yeah, Luke and Kylo Ren are having a standoff. They both got their lightsabers out.
Yeah.
And they look like they're about to have a sick duel.
Yeah. Luke has the blue lightsaber that was just destroyed in the Supremacy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, so the first time I saw it, I was like, I saw the lightsaber bouncing on his belt, and I was like, that can't be the blue one. The one just got destroyed.
I guess I just assumed it was a different one.
No, and I was just like, oh, because if he had a different one, it'd be his green one. Or,
right.
I thought it could have been Vader's lightsaber, and I thought it was going to be a huge dark side turn for Luke.
Oh, and like if he'd had a red lightsaber?
Yeah, because Vader's lightsaber looks very similar to Anakin's lightsaber.
Mm-hmm.
It just has more black on it,
yeah,
and it's a red blade, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but I couldn't get like a good shot of it. I just knew the general shape, and like,
okay,
I was like,
yeah,
that's Vader. It can't be the blue lightsaber, because I know the blue lightsaber very well. I have it tattooed on me, and right, I own it. And then, yeah, so he ignites it. It's the blue one. I was like, what the fuck is going on? They have a shot of their feet, both of their feet. Like, they're getting in the stance, ready to fight. Mm-hmm. You see Kylo's foot move, and it has the salt moves, and red.
Yeah, and it turns red.
And then they cut to Luke's feet, and his feet move, and nothing. There's no red.
Oh, fuck, I missed that.
Those are the two things. The blue lightsaber and the salt doesn't move when he moves his foot.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, they look like they're about to fight. Like, Kylo runs at him. Luke does a fucking Matrix dodge, which is dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, he kind of just dodges Kylo's, like, lightsaber throws. And then he says something, like, and it's a callback to what he says earlier. He's like...
it's a callback to what Obi-Wan said in A New Hope, right?
Oh, that. Sort of. He's like, if you strike me down in anger, I'll always be with you.
And yeah.
But he also... Kylo says something. He's like, I'm going to kill the last Jedi. I'll be the only... Or I'm going to kill the last of the Skywalkers besides me, something, something.
Yeah.
And he's like, funny, everything you just said there was wrong. I will not be the last Jedi. And it shows a shot of Rey. And Kylo runs, and then that's when he says, if you strike me down in anger, I'll always be with you.
Yeah.
And he runs and...
slices him in half.
Slices him in half.
Slices Luke in half.
And then it follows Kylo through that shot, and then it pans back to Luke, who's just still standing there.
Totally fine.
And Kylo, like, holds his lightsaber and walks towards him and...
slowly just pierces him.
Yeah, and you can tell it's not there. He's like, see you around, kid, and disappears. And at this time, the resistance enough time to find another tunnel with the Vulptixes to get out. Rey has lifted the rocks out of the exit, and they escape. The entire resistance fits on the Millennium Falcon.
I feel
now,
like, from a listener's perspective, they would hear you just say that and be like, wait, what?
Yeah. Ray, okay,
how'd they find a new cave?
But well, they followed.
Chris, if you're listening to this, you've probably already seen the fucking movie.
I fucking hope so. Yeah, they follow the Vulpixes, the crystal foxes, who have figured out all the natural pathways through this cave. They find another way out, but it's covered in rocks. But luckily, Ray's on the other side because she has the tracker.
Uh-huh.
And she lifts up all the rocks with the Force and they escape. Yeah, there's like 12 people in the Resistance left.
And no one has any questions about Ray moving these fucking rocks.
Yeah, and then
Finn just runs out, hugs her, no questions asked.
They all get on the
How are you moving these fucking rocks? This is crazy.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know, whatever.
Which I wasn't like upset that they weren't asking because they were just like, I mean, obviously she's Force sensitive.
Yeah.
She's very good with the Force now all of a sudden. She's been gone a minute. She just owned
her
skills.
She's a Force prodigy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and then Kylo realizes that they escaped and they're fucked now. Yeah. Like, the entire
Resistance.
Yeah, he's pissed. But the entire Resistance fits on the Millennium Falcon. The Millennium Falcon is not a big ship.
No.
There's like 12 of them left.
Yeah.
But they are the spark that will ignite the fire that will burn down the First Order. They're going to go
out. That's a cool line.
Yeah. They're going to go out to the Outer Rim. And like it's going to be a lot harder for the First Order to find this tiny Corellian freighter.
Yeah.
Out in the fucking Outer Rim, which is not as navigated and mapped as the center rim or the inner rim and like the core of the galaxy.
But then we see Rey and Kylo Ren force bridge their minds again. And this time it's not done through General Snoke because he's dead.
Yeah.
So this is why I think they are related.
What? Oh, yeah, we didn't even get to that. Like Kylo, while they're on the Supremacy, like...
Yeah, so I know like, your parents they just are. Get done loading up all the Resistance, and then Rey is about to close the Millennium Falcon, and then Kylo is still at the entrance by the steel door, and then they look at each other, and then Rey just closes the door, mm-hmm. and then they leave, and that's when Kylo realizes that he fucked up.
Yeah, because they escaped. They won. I mean, won, quote-unquote, because they aren't completely obliterated.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's going to turn after this the next one in episode 9. But
well, then one of the last shots of the movie, you see one of those orphan kids from like the horse stables
mm-hmm.
on that one planet.
Force grabs a broom.
Force grabs a fucking broom.
It's the next generation there.
Yeah, it's the next generation.
But, and then we also see after Luke, like his Force projection goes away.
He looks very exhausted.
He looks fucking near death, and then he senses Luke or senses Leia out there and then just becomes one with the Force.
Yeah.
We'll probably see him as a Force ghost.
Yeah. He dies in the way that makes you a Force ghost.
Yeah.
Your body just disappears instead of you actually dying.
So how many Force ghosts are there now?
Why does Vader get to be a Force ghost?
I don't know.
Because he actually died.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. Oh, well. Because they burn his body.
So, yeah. Who do you think Rey's parents are?
Well, they say they're just junk scrappers on Jakku.
Yeah.
That sold her for drinking money.
Well, that's what Kylo said.
Yeah.
But I feel like he just said that to...
Yeah. I didn't even think of the fact that they had another Force interaction. But, I mean, maybe Snoke doesn't... Like, he just permanently put a bridge between them while he was still alive.
I don't know.
We'll see. I don't know. I want to believe that they're actually nobodies because that is really cool to me.
Right.
That they're nobody. But the fanboy in me really wants her to be a Solo.
Yeah. I have a feeling that the brother and sister and that Han and Leia are her parents as well. And they would have, when Ben was training with Luke and he sensed the darkness in him, I have a feeling that Luke would have been like, hey, Han, your son's fucking evil. Get your daughter as far away from him as possible.
Or what I was thinking is that she was training at the same time. And so Kylo has that pull to the light. Not everybody died there. Like most people died. He still has the Knights of Ren there.
Yeah. And Luke mentioned that Kylo took a handful of his students with him.
Yeah. And
so
then
makes me think that there's other dark Jedis out there.
Yeah. There's the Knights of Ren.
Oh.
Who we saw in the Force Awakens in that Force vision that Rey has.
Oh, we saw them? Oh, okay.
Yeah. All those people with the helmets.
Oh, I don't remember. It's been a while since I've seen Force Awakens.
But he couldn't bring himself to kill his little sister, just like he couldn't bring himself to kill Leia.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I doubt that she's actually in part of the family at all.
I'd be disappointed if she wasn't.
I don't know.
It would be cool if, like, you know, her parents were literally no one, but, I mean...
We just want that fan service.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll find out in 2 years when episode 9 comes out.
But, yeah, I mean, like, the orphans that are Force sensitive now.
Yeah.
They're fucking no one.
So, the when they're all boarding the Millennium Falcon, Poe and Rey meet for the first time, and you look at me like, what?
Yeah, because it's crazy that they've gone 6 hours on screen without meeting each other.
But she, you see Finn close this drawer on the Millennium Falcon, and before he you can see in the drawer before that, Rey took all the books from the tree.
Yeah. You see the books.
Yeah.
You see the Jedi books.
So, yeah, she's going to use that to, like,
you'll see Finn tuck Rose in bed, and then Rey is just like, oh, you're over me, I guess.
I mean, I don't really think that's how it looked, but...
That's how I took it.
Okay. But yeah, that we see the orphan
like
with the...
She kisses his forehead in Force Awakens, as if she dripped for Finn.
Yeah, whatever. But then we see the Force-sensitive orphans who has the rebel ring that Rose gave him on the casino planet. And after they're done talking about the legend of Luke Skywalker, because everybody knows who Luke Skywalker
everyone
is.
Everyone knows, yeah.
Everybody. So that's where we're left off for
2 years. That's where we've left off.
We got...
Do you have any predictions for where the story might go after this?
Rey is going to read these books and like study these books, and she's going to become... She is now the last Jedi.
Yeah.
She's going to find an apprentice, at least one, probably Broom Kid, and train him.
Broom Kid.
And I think, or, ooh. Kylo's
ooh.
Also going to find Broom Kid, and they're going to fight, try and convince
get him. Shit.
Because as far as we know, that's the only Force sensitive.
I hadn't even thought about
Because Kylo doesn't. Broom Kid. Kylo is basically a Sith Lord now. He doesn't have an apprentice because it's the rule of two. I don't know if they're going to.
I know about the rule of two.
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to still follow the rule
of
two.
They have to follow the rule of two.
They might. I mean, they never call themselves Sith. I mean, they kind of call themselves Sith in this one. But so we'll see. I really don't have many predictions, though.
I know. It's so open.
Yeah. Right like, now. The Resistance is fucked. The First Order is super powerful now.
Extremely. Which, okay, when that extremely slow space chase scene,
yeah.
Why couldn't they just call more ships to just cut them off?
To further the plot. I don't know. But, yeah, this movie was so fucking good. Like, some of the humor didn't hit, but a lot of it did. The fucking casino subplot sucked. It didn't suck. It just wasn't necessary.
I'm not going to say it sucked, but, yeah, it wasn't necessary in... It makes sense based on, like, you know, from everyone's perspective as to why everything happened the way it did, but it ended up being unnecessary based on, like, you know, like, it could have all been very easily avoided if that cunt would just been like, yeah, here's the plan. This is what we're going to do.
So, yeah, this movie was great. Go see Star Wars The Last Jedi.
I'm going to give it 9 lightsabers out of 10.
I was going to give it 8.5 lightsabers out of 10.
Oh, so. I'm giving it 9.
All right.
My only complaints are Leia's still alive because she definitely should have been fucking dead when she was in space.
Because she's the only actor actress that has passed away out of the legacy characters.
And yeah, I wish she just would have shared the plan to evacuate the cruiser.
But this has been another Sounds Good mini episode movie.
This
review.
Is not a mini episode. This actually ended up being way longer.
Yeah,
than,
it's about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So
you could have almost just watched the entire movie in the
yep.
that we've been talking
so,
about.
Go see this. It's a great we'll talk about Star
great
Wars
film.
lore a lot more because I have many books.
It's hot right now.
Yeah, it's hot. But until next time, remember, when you're cleaning your lightsaber, don't point it at your face.
Good night, daddies.
Good night.